4.5 minutes past the hour. Online with us right now, H. Russ Brown up at the Timberlake Playhouse. H., how are we doing this morning?
It's a beautiful morning at the lake.
Well, that is good to hear. So, hey, you guys had your big event on August 1st. How did it go?
We had our annual gala on August 1st, yes, and it was well attended, and we had a very successful evening. We had a fancy dinner, live auction, big entertainment show. Tommy put on an amazing 65 years at Timberlake Playhouse retrospective with the company, and you would not believe the level of entertainment we got that night. It was amazing.
And, of course, the main thing is that you're raising some money, so how'd you guys do there?
We did really well. We exceeded expectations this year. So we're going to announce some fun facts in about a week. But we did really, really well this year, and we're very excited.
All right. Great to hear that. So up next, Hands on a Hard Body. It'll open up this Friday. Tell us about this production.
Well, this is a production that was on Broadway back in 2012, and it's based on a 1997 documentary about a group of people in East Texas, in Longview, Texas, who are participating in a hands-on-a-hard-body contest to win a brand-new truck. So the contest is all about these people who are first one to, they all put their hands on the truck, and the last person standing, it's like a marathon. The last person standing is the one who wins the truck. And so along the way, we hear the stories of these people and why the truck is important to them and how badly they need to win it. And it's just got a lot of heart. It's funny. Just a lot of human connection stories that people are really going to identify with. And it's got amazing music by Trey Anastasio of the band Fish. It's kind of got a country rock vibe to it. It's just going to be more fun than anybody's had all summer on this stage, I guarantee you.
All right. So, again, that'll be opening up on a Friday. So how has attendance been over the summer, H?
It's been really, really great. We've been so excited. I mean, Godspell kicked us off really strong. And then, of course, we could hardly, you know, keep seats empty with Les Mis. That was very well attended. Cabaret has done really well. Shrek was, we had so many families coming out for that thing. There were people everywhere. We were squeezing them in everywhere we could. So we've been really fortunate this summer as far as attendance.
All
and
right.
This show, Hands on a Hard Body, is not as well known as those others, but we're going to really hope that people show up for this one because it is going to surprise them with how much they love it.
Okay, and then, of course, you're going to wrap up the season with The Mermaids, and this is part of the Andy Bro Show. Talk about that.
Yeah, the Andy Bro New Works Commission, where we premiere a new musical every summer, and this one is called The Mermaids. It's written by Billy Reese, who has written a whole bunch of off-Broadway stuff, and very successful, and he's very high up on social media things. But it's about a group of people who perform as mermaids for a living. And so we're going to create that world on this stage. Tommy Ranieri, our artistic director, has been helping Billy develop the show, and he's going to be directing it himself. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a funny, quirky musical about a group of people who have a very specific interest.
Hope to be talking to Tommy on the 18th for that particular production. So you're getting toward the end of the summer, and I know you're going to be saying goodbye to some of the resident actors. That's always got to be a little bittersweet, isn't it, H?
Yeah, I mean, they've been with us all summer long. In fact, we've already said goodbye to a small handful of them that were, you know, their contracts ended at Shrek. We still have a few staying through Hands on a Hard Body, and then there'll be just a very few of them left for The Mermaids. So, yeah, you get to really know each other and connect with each other on a deep basis while you're working in the intense way that they do. And you just fall in love with these kids. And we wish them all the best as they jump off to their next big adventure, whatever that might be. But, yeah, we're going to miss them.
So any idea what might be coming up on stage when we get to 2027 at all?
Well, we are working on that even as we speak. So we're hoping here in about another month or so we'll be able to shout it from the rooftops what we're going to be doing. But we're working on something really exciting.
Okay, again, always we appreciate your time. Once again, give us a plug for Hands on a Hard Body. You said not one really well known, but why should people take the time to see this one?
Because they are going to see people that they know, people that they identify with. stories of heartbreak and love and faith, and they're going to laugh, and they're going to just fall in love with these characters. And the music is they're going to walk home back to their cars humming and bopping and singing these tunes and driving themselves crazy. It's got something for everybody.
Again, opening this Friday. Now, you guys have some matinees as well, don't you, for this particular show or all shows?
Yes, sir. We've got we always have our Sunday matinee, and then we've got a special Saturday matinee this weekend, and we've got our Wednesday matinee next Wednesday.
All right, very good. As always, we appreciate your time and continued success up there at your theater in the woods.
Thanks, Gary. We appreciate you and KROS more than you can know.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Come on over to Adventureland. You're going to have a fun day.
Don't miss our most thrilling summer yet. There's unforgettable fun for everyone with rides and slides of all shapes and sizes. Plus, special events all year. Get two parks for one price with Adventure Bay at the home of Iowa's best thrills. Experience Adventure Bay in the dark at the all-new Neon Nights Glow event.
You're gonna love it at Adventure Bay.
Once again, our thanks to H. Russ Brown for visiting with us. Hands on a Hard Body, August 7th through the 16th. You can visit the website timberlakeplayhouse.org or call the box office 815-244-2035. Again, one more production left to the season. That from the Andy Bro New Works Commission. It'll be The Mermaids. And again, we'll be visiting with the folks from Timberlake 2 weeks from today at this time. And again, hope to be talking to artistic director Tommy Raneri.